course, you know, they put the gun in, they had to have them hoops around them, and they'd be vice hoops. Oh, they'd last for years and years, you know.
Yes.
But later years, they used the galvanized buckets, you know. I'm 8 up to 12 quart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what would you carry milk in?
Well, we had milk containers.
You know, when you're milking the...
They usually, you strain your milk in a crock rather than some kind of a tin utensil, a crock. You know, that was, I guess, made our crock to wear something similar to that, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, when...
And they'd possibly hold a gallon, you see.
Yeah. Something you'd take, you know, you'd keep around the sink maybe and toss scraps in that, or you'd take that out to the hogs or something like that?
Uh-huh, our dogs, whatever you had.
That was...
Whatever you fed outside, yeah. Cats, dogs, hogs, and hogs.
You kept all those scraps in a...
Yeah, you'd put them in a pan or a bucket or something, some container.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that called? That was the...
I don't know what you...
Maybe you gave all that to the hogs. It was called a...
They used to call it a lot of... You know, they used to call... they'd call it... What you carried out a lot of it, they'd call it slop. It would be coming out of your dishwater and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because your dishwater had to be discharged out, thrown outside, you see. You didn't have no other way to get rid of it, you know?
Yeah. And that was the...
People would pour that in. You'd have maybe a large container, or 2 or 3 gallon, and they call that slop, you know, put scraps and all that in there, and hogs would take it all down.
Put it in the slop?
Yeah.
Slop jar? Slop bucket?
Yeah, bucket. And you'd maybe have a trough out of where your hogs was, you know, and you'd pour it in a trough, you know.
Yeah.
Or a container, anyway, put it in. Yeah, they'd consume every bit of it.
How many would you have out there? How many containers to feed the hogs in? How many?
Well, usually one, you'd have a long one in. Usually you didn't keep too many hogs in a pen. Most of the hogs you had shut up would be hogs you was figuring on, killing for meat later.
Yes.
And you'd put them in there and fatten them, you know. And you give them that, but you always give them other stuff. Maybe it'd be, like I said, just as sweet potatoes or corn, you know, too, you know, to help them out. How's you live? Most of the hogs that run large, you didn't fool with them much. You might feed them once a week, throw them out some corn out, you know, crawl them up or bail them up with a dog. People had hog dogs, you know, and you'd bail, throw them out some corn, you know, maybe once a week.
What kind of dog?
It was a cur dog.
Oh,
straight out of... No, we didn't have much Catahoula here. There was yellow cur, but they were just natural hog dogs.
You ever see that Catahoula had a... glass
eye? Yeah, I've seen a good many of those Catahoulas, yeah. And I believe they're darn good dogs. Yeah, and they have a tendency, I believe, baying up hogs too, just like the old hog dogs we had here.
Yes.
Catahoula is considered a cur dog, I believe, too, ain't
he? Yes.
Yeah.
How did you call your hogs up?
Well, you didn't call them very much, but I don't know much about that,
Yeah.
But,
Well, you know now, where are you from, we'd say?
You'd say piggy, you know.
Silly.
Yeah, something like that.
What would y'all say?
I'm we gonna call them piggies, I guess. Just holler piggies, you know.
Yeah, can you give me one?
I don't think.
Okay. Now, other things you had, what would you fry eggs in?
Pan, a regular frying pan, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, you had to have your grease or cooking oil in or whatever you use, you know, from. Yeah. Put your salt. Use the salt and pepper on eggs, you know.